Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA's Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. For Major League Baseball fans, this next week is an important one. Pitchers and catchers report for spring training, and players at the rest of the positions follow suit in the coming weeks. But each year, hundreds of baseball fans get an even earlier start at baseball fantasy camps. KBIA's Orion Famuliner is one of those people. He shares a story of a week of baseball spent in Surprise, Arizona.
It just sounds so good, at least to me and the other 71 campers out here. The repetitive smack of the ball hitting the mitt. Finally, the crack of the bat. Then, anticipation. What'll happen?
Oh, boy!
An error this time. At fantasy camp, there are a lot of errors. Alan Fuchsman, a 56-year-old from the Kansas City area, at camp for his seventh time, explains.
There's guys that don't get a hit all week. I think they have as much fun as anybody, so it's not about ability, obviously, if you watch me play.
At fantasy camp, for a week, you're a baseball player. You put on a uniform with your name and number on it, go out to morning stretches, and then play seven-inning games every morning and afternoon. 51-year-old Tim Clark is here for his second year.
Obviously, we're not kids anymore, and we're not as good as we used to be, but it's so much fun at least to replicate it. And, you know, it truly gives you that fantasy that says, you know what, hey, this would be cool if this was my job.
37-year-old Wes Campbell's here for the first time. He's a little jittery.
Just trying to relax because you're so nervous. You want to do well. You've only got, you know, a few days to prove yourself and play well.
And you're playing in front of the guys you grew up watching. This is the Kansas City Royals Fantasy Camp. Fans from all over the country, but mostly from the Kansas City area, come to Arizona for it, ages ranging from their late 20s to their early 80s. Most teams in the majors hold these camps each year, and retired players come back and serve as coaches. All the guys you've heard from so far ended up on the same team, and the three coaches were all former Royals. Bill Pecota, a utility infielder, John Wathan, known as Duke, a catcher and former Royals manager, and third baseman, Major League Hall of Famer, George Brett.
My son's middle name is Brett, so you can kind of imagine who I wanted to meet or got a chance to play with.
49-year-old Rob Berryhill from Leawood, Kansas, ended up on this team, too.
A couple hits here, guys. Let's get on the board. Let's go.
George Brett says while they are the coaches, it's mostly up to the players to determine how the games go.
It seems to me our team always has the most fun. We let them play wherever they want to play. I don't care if you can play or not. Go out and play shortstop. You guys are the ones that paid the money, and you should get to do what you want to do or play the position you want to play.
All right, come lightly, guys. Come on.
But this is just part of what happens at fantasy camp. Bill Pecota explains. You find out even more what it's like to be a ball player.
Pay clubhouse dues like we used to. Sit in the locker like we used to. Everything, the only thing you...
Do they drink any beer in the locker room?
Drink beer in the locker room like we used to. Everything's... mimics it very well, believe it or not.
Just like camp when you were a kid, you sit around and you make new friends with other campers, but then the retired players grab a beer and sit down next to you, start sharing stories about their days on the field. And it's surreal, but these guys get to know your name. It's also a chance for them to get to hang out with some of their old ballplayer friends and just be regular guys for a week. Six of the players on this team had such a good time together the year before, they came back. Two of the newcomers, Curtis Johnson and Rich, have been friends for about 30 years.
I've probably been nagging him about 7 or 8 years back when I originally heard about it, and he was always a wimp.
I don't know. I never felt like maybe I was good enough athletically to do that, and it was kind of a bucket list item for him. And finally this year, I decided to come and also bring my son along as well. So the three of us kind of went out there together.
So, father and his grown-up son, well, a grown-up that wants to play baseball all week, but father and grown-up son playing catch during warm-ups all week, cheering each other on in the field, hitting back-to-back in the batting order, drinking beers in the clubhouse, and then reliving it all in the hotel room. One night talking for so long that all of a sudden they realize their wake-up call is just a few hours away.
And the cat's in the cradle and the-
I don't hesitate with the cliche of playing the song here because Rich is my dad, and those were the things we did. And Cats in the Cradle's always been one of his favorite songs. On the next to last day, each team of campers gets to play against the old pros for a few innings in the main stadium the Royals use for spring training games. Wes pitched for the first time since he was a kid.
Walked off the back of the mound, took a deep breath, came back up, towed the rubber, and Jermaine Dye standing in the batter's box staring at me. I think I needed some new underwear at that point.
Ooh. Dye got a hit and got on base. He ended up getting to third. I was catching, and that meant if a ground ball was hit, I needed to step out and be ready to block the plate and try to tag Dye, the 6'5", 245-pound MVP of the 2005 World Series. And I was wearing a wireless microphone that would surely be destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't actually upset that ground ball got through the infield. My wife was in the stands, and I didn't want her to see me decapitated. Later, Wes managed to get Frank White, whose numbers retired with the Royals, to ground out to end the inning.
Yeah, I never was good enough to play in anything. And I got to tell you, it's been incredible out here. I think I've played about the best baseball I've ever played in my life.
So you get some stories of your own to tell over a beer later, from on the field and off. Like this one night, our team went out to dinner, and
We're sitting at this little dive Mexican joint,
drinking some margaritas and beer, and
All of a sudden this, dude comes out of nowhere,
and I'm here looking at all you guys, and my fingers are like stronger than any of you guys.
The guy was challenging everybody to arm wrestle, $500 a wrestle.
He started directing some questions, aren't you George Brett? And
dude was trying to give him a bunch of crap, and
then he says to John Wathan, he says something like, well, who are you, the bat boy?
And the look on Duke's face was priceless. I mean, he looked like steam was going to come out of his ears.
At that point, John Wathan said, well, why don't you just get the bleep out of here?
and then there was somebody to my right that pushed him. And then
first there was two campers, and then four campers, and then eight campers. And
the manager or owner of the restaurant comes in and says, sir, you need to leave. And
finally, he was escorted to the door by us fans campers.
I got back to the hotel that night, and I thought, this is a little realistic exposure to major league life that I never expected when I came here. He's just out with his buddies having dinner, and then somebody decides that that's their opportunity to be a big shot.
We sure weren't Hall of Famers on the field, but that night we got to see what it was like to be one off it. How else would you ever experience that? This one night alone would be like a dream for Royals fans. Then, before you know it, you're back to regular life. The fact that you were 3-for-4 and tagged that guy out at home last game isn't that important to those people whose emails you ignored last week. After all, it was just a fantasy. But there was some reality mixed in, too. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Familiner.
And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend.